Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. This is one of the three apostles on at 6:30, and we deal with scripture and how it is applied and how to apply it to different situations and circumstances. Also, we deal with solution, not problem, because God knows the problem just like you know the problem. And what do you want from God, the problem or the solution? And so many times when we pray, we just go over and over the problem as opposed to asking God to reveal the solution and then begin to thank God for the solution. This is one of the things that we do on this program. We don't just dwell on problems, 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 because when you do that, you will not be able to move forward. The other thing is, whenever we look at the world now, what do we see? We see chaos. We see confusion. And what is the solution? One of the things that we're going to take a look at tonight, the solution. And we look at what? Tradition. This time of year, a tradition. What is a tradition? Experience. What is an experience? And how does that impact on how we perceive things? Reason. What is reason? The whole thing is, we have sort of gotten things sort of out of kilter. I see there's another one of us on now. So it was one, now it's two. And the third one maybe is on the way. Good evening.
Good evening, Apostle Armstrong. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Amen.
And so are you.
Yes, sir. I'm supernaturally wonderful.
That's right. And those who are listening are fantastic or supernaturally wonderful.
Amen.
Because they know that they're going to get a word, and that word is going to help them to understand what they are going through and what they see that's happening all around them.
Mm-hmm.
I said that normally we pray before, but I think that we pray once we come on so that we get our listeners to pray with us, and we just invite them. And maybe at a time, sometime in the future, some of the listeners may have an issue that they like someone to pray for. Whenever we open the mic, that will give them an opportunity to voice their request at that time. So since our third partner is not here, we just go pray and be prepared. All right. Almighty everlasting God, we give you thanks and praise for this vision. This vision you gave in 1994, and I say thank you. And it took to 2016 before it came into existence. And we say thank you. And even at 12:16, it still no broadcast took place until August 2017. And we say thank you. So sometime, Almighty God, we need time to prepare. We need to work things out. And you need to work things out so that you will get the glory. And that is why we are here. We're here speaking your word to situations, circumstances, in a way that the listeners can hear it and use the word and apply the word to their situation, circumstances. And we just thank you. Also, we hope that they understand that we deal with solutions and not problems, because you know what the problems are, just as we do. And you're waiting for us, ask you for the solution. And on this night, as when I looked at the statistics, we see that you have spread your word across the earth using this radio, internet radio. And, oh God, we just thank you. We thank you, and we see how you have taken back control of the airwaves from the enemy, and we just and using it to glorify yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I see, I think this is number three. Yes, number three is here. So we are complete.
Yes.
All right. And what I had said, I'm not sure if you heard it, but if we start praying before, maybe people and invite our listeners to pray with us and let them know that if they have a prayer request to feel free to make it once we open the mic. And because this is the weekend, and maybe people are dealing with something that they will like guidance. They want the Holy Spirit to lead them into all truth. It's very interesting that whenever we think about before we come into the knowledge of the word, Friday night was party night, Saturday night was party night. You went to church on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Sunday night was party night. You got up and you went to work on Monday. Well, you know, that has changed, and we find that we have just as much, I'm not saying fun, but we found joy in what we do on Friday night and joy in what we do on Saturday and Sunday. So that was what was put in my spirit about the slight change, and we pray before, we pray at the end. And we give time for anybody who wants prayer or want us to pray for somebody to call in, and we take it from there. Tonight is very interesting. As usual, I don't really get anything to the last minute. I got part of it earlier today when I was talking to prayer warrior that has prayer on Wednesday morning and joins us on Wednesday evening. And their comment was that the world needs Jesus. And I thought about it. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. And about maybe an hour or so ago, what came to me was tradition, experience, reason. And we try to understand what's happening around us by tradition. Well, we always did it that way. It was always done that way. So if we just keep doing it that way, everything will work itself out. And what has happened is we left out the keyword, which is the spirit. And as I was talking to Apostle Miller before her program, it was very interesting. And she was talking about how we allow ourselves to put us in a situation or circumstance that stresses us out. Now, you have to correct me. I'm paraphrasing what I heard on your program, Apostle Miller. So if I'm a little off, you just correct me. And also, the other week on my program, I talked about how depression and how during this season, how the things that we do are things that we feel we don't have, how we wind up moving into a state of depression. And it is interesting when you listen to the two programs, as I played them in my head whenever I was listening to Apostle Miller, and that is then this topic, and people still are stuck on tradition, experience, and reason, as opposed to scripture. And I know when I worked at the finance company years ago, it was there in Maryland, it was the largest small loan company in America, and it had outstanding of $1 million. And all they were loaning was $200, $300, and $500. And what was driving people to keep getting in debt was tradition. And then they get stressed, and then what do? They come back and refinance that little $200 or $500 loan. So who's making money? The company. And whenever... if we they would have stopped. And I was caught up in it, you know, Christmas time, last Christmas, and we run a little short, and we need a couple of dollars. We got to go and buy this for the kids and do that, as opposed to sitting down with the kids and explain to them, well, we can get you some blue jeans, but you're not going to get those. I've forgotten the brand name at the time my kids were coming along about 50 years ago. And we went and bought them some blue jeans because we would go to Redding, Pennsylvania at the outlet mall. Would you believe their friends wanted to know where they were getting their clothes from? And they were sitting up there, they wanted those brand names like their friends was wearing. But the thing was that we recognized we could not afford to clothe them in those brand names whenever we could go to Redding, Pennsylvania, to the outlet mall. It would be a day out, a fun day, and we would buy their clothes, and there was what was in them that was causing them to be stressed out about what they were wearing. So experience, tradition, reason, and scripture. What we need now, once we start looking at scripture, we stop going and getting extra money to buy stuff. We start opening up little accounts and had the kids to put their money into those little accounts, and that helped them to buy their Christmas present. But that was how we got ourselves out of the stress that this time and this season was creating. Because for us, not only we bought clothes and presents, but we had to either drive to Alabama or come down here to North Carolina, or we went to New Jersey. Well, New Jersey was just around the corner. Sometimes we'd take the train there. But the other one, those are the additional expenses. And then when we got there, people expected something. So we wound up developing an approach that was less stressful on us. And we had just as much fun, and we enjoyed our family whenever we arrived. And at that time, I was on the border, I was on the fence. But now I look at things scripturally. If what is going on and what I'm trying to respond to, the way I'm responding to it doesn't line up with scripture, or the way the situation and circumstance want me to respond to it doesn't line up with scripture, then so be it. What I follow now is scripture. And I find I'm at peace, where other people are still stressing, but they're still trying to follow that tradition. And maybe tradition needs to be broken. Comment, reaction.
Gwen? Osamella? After you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, good evening, everyone. Pray that you've had a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful rainy night here in Lancaster. Praise the Lord.
Yes, raining here too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just listening to you, Apostle Armstrong, I'm hearing that we're learning to put value on what's important. Christmas is a beautiful time of season, and it's for the first time in a long time, it's on Sunday morning this year.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
On Sunday morning. So it was in my heart to be in the house of the Lord on Sunday morning. I mean, if it's really about Him, you know. And so I told our church, I said, we haven't had this opportunity. And I can't even remember when. And I said, I would just love to come Christmas morning and for us just to praise and worship God and thank Him, you know.
That's right.
Because He's the true gift, you know. Without
Come
Him,
on.
We have
mm-hmm.
He's the true gift. And I was a little surprised that I didn't get any pushback, you know. And we're looking forward to that. So I'm like you. The spirit of the Lord makes us givers. You know, God so loved the world that He
That's
gave His
right.
Son Jesus. So giving is a part
mm-hmm.
of our nature. And
mm-hmm.
I'm like you, though. We don't need to go into debt and stuff to give. Give us is the Lord put in your heart. And sometimes, you know, and I'm like you. I tell my people too. Don't go in no debt for. You know, spend a lot of money and stuff on that, and then you get home and you get really mad because little Johnny left the bike out in the driveway or whatever. You know, you spend all that money on it under the chair and it's broken 2 days. And I
right.
think we're learning the real value of Christmas, and it has brought a peace. You know, it really has brought a peace. And it's, like I said, it's nothing wrong with giving, but we should plan that. You know it's coming, so you, like you said, you plan for it. It should be a time of, you know, just building relationships with our family. A lot of times school is out, get a few days off from the job, You know, make it count. Make good family time, good family memories, and just know it's about Jesus. I know a lot of people will say, but that's not when he was born. Well, it could be. It's not it's not anywhere you can go in any historical book and find out what day Jesus was actually born. So I think it's awesome that the world has decided to come together and set aside this day to honor him. You know, this day to honor him. So I think that's not even a debate I get in with people. I don't get in a debate about the Christmas tree and the presents or anything. I'm just too busy enjoying life. And I refuse to stress and over things that doesn't really matter. You know, just walking in love with people and being honorable in your day-to-day life and just honoring the Spirit of Christ. Just, you know, wanting to see people saved and healed and free from addictions and habits and have peace of mind and marriages put back together, homes put back together. Those are the greatest things, you know, but the greatest is just honoring Jesus, because if he had not come, I don't care if he was born January, February, May, all I know is he was born. And he came, and because of that, you and I and all that have called on the name of Jesus, we have eternal life. We have the Holy Spirit living inside of us, Father that loves and cares for us, and we're blessed people. And then we've got family members that are yet to come in, and we need to just let our light shine and just show forth the love of Jesus. Because like you say, so many people are so stressed now. You go in stores and they're screaming and hollering and pushing and shoving and fighting and because they haven't put value on the right thing, you know. And so I'm like you, I'm free from all that, and I thank God for it. And I like I said, I'm just looking forward to being in the house of the Lord on Christmas morning. I just think that's so awesome. And we're just going to worship him and thank him, because if it were not for him, we wouldn't be celebrating any day. We wouldn't have any peace. We wouldn't have any joy. We wouldn't have any love. We wouldn't be enjoying good health. We wouldn't have the wisdom of God. We wouldn't have the peace of God. And there are a lot of things going on in the earth now that is really trying to rob us of our peace, trying to distract us, trying to get us off course, to make us believe, you know, that God doesn't love us. So I'm just thankful for just the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of love, the spirit of peace. And so I'm like you, Apostle Armstrong. I'm totally at peace.
Yes. And you know how we were driving through Birmingham. We didn't go through the city, but that tradition is no more, because there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is there anymore. So, mm-hmm. You know, you see how temporary things is, and how if it's temporary, why are we holding on to stuff for so long?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we see and understand that earlier in life?
Mm-hmm.
And we get experience. Because it came up in me, wow, look, now, normally we should be getting ready to drive to Birmingham. We should be going this place or that place this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you sit there and you just think about it. There is no Birmingham no more. There's no New Jersey anymore. The house is sold in Birmingham. House is sold in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has changed. So, and then I had to shake myself. What's your problem? That's a tradition that's gone. Your tradition of driving to Birmingham, you can't do that anymore. And it's really interesting how temporary, how we get attached to things that are so temporary. And it takes
good.
Go ahead.
Some traditions
no, go
are
ahead.
Good. And Yeah, you can hold those beautiful memories in your heart, because when my mom was alive, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, my mom is in heaven now, and those were things that put great value in my life, you know, time for the family to get together. But I think the thing is now is not that we feel forced to. It's because we really want relationship. We really want, you know, like I said, we've learned what the real value is. And that comes with growing up and maturing in the things of the Lord. You know, when you're young, it's just like now when I just have one son, but when I was, he was young and I was coming up, it was all about trying to work and put food on the table and clothes and pay bills and things. So now I have two beautiful granddaughters, and I'm much more relaxed with them. You know, it's like, okay, that's not as important as I thought it was. No, sitting here coloring with her in this book, you know, or reading her story, or, you know, just things like, and that comes with maturity. So we're at a place now where we can just relax and enjoy. And like you say, some places are no longer even, you know, in existence that we used to do, but we can hold those memories in our heart. But I think the thing is now we've learned that it's not something that we have to do, because a lot of people doing things, they don't really enjoy it. You know, they just do it because, mm-hmm. like you said, those kind of traditions will wear you out. But, you know, we get together on Christmas Eve, and that's a tradition for our family. But we do it, and we laugh and talk and exchange gifts, and we changed our tradition. We used to come together even on Christmas, but Christmas Day now, you know, all of our kids are grown. They have families. They have friends and other things. So we gather on Christmas Eve, and we eat and laugh and sing and cry and pray and talk about Mama and, you know, days gone by. And then Christmas Day, everybody get to do their own thing, you know. They go with, be with their friends. They can establish their own thing. So it has changed, you know, but change can be good. Change can be good.
Yes. All right, Apostle Miller, it's your turn.
That's right.
Well, you know.
Because you said already, which means God has already put everything here for us, so you got to lead us into that.
Right.
You know, there too, again, I'm enjoying, you know, what you all are saying, because it's so true. I'm by like Apostle Gwen, and with tradition, you know, when Mom was living and some of my other siblings were living, that we would come together. Really, on Christmas Day, everybody would come and flock at my mom's house. But then after Mom ceased and things, we start, you know, everyone kind of stayed to themselves. You know, even like now, my son is in Virginia, my daughter here in Goldboro, and from time to time, you know, I go spend with each one of them different times, you know, because they like to be home with their own family. But there too,
right.
Again, when it come down, to me, Christ, He is what it's all about to me. Once I got saved and as I continue to mature and grow in the things of God, I look at it from a different perspective. And I'm like, Apostle Gwen, I'm so grateful that it's going to be on Sunday. And I pray, God knows I do pray, that people don't close their church. I pray that the church will be open and people will make that a priority. Let's go there first.
Yeah.
Let's go
That's
there
right.
and give praises and honor to God, because we're living in a time people is getting away when it come down to the things of God and what God do to a lot of things happening on the earth, and people can't understand. A lot of people is disappointed, discouraged with the government and everything that is happening. And they allow this to steal their joy. They allow this to cause them to cast away their confidence. And what we've been doing lately on the broadcast is trying to encourage people, even in the hour.
Yes.
And when God gave me Hebrews, the 12th chapter and that 15th verse about bitterness, and what really blessed me in one of the footnotes when it was saying how bitterness comes when we allow disappointment to grow into resentment, or when we nourish a grudge over past hurt. And the thing that really blessed me about it, and God gave me about John the Baptist, even with a lot of Christians, a lot of times when our expectation is not met, we allow disappointment and discouragement to come in. But that's the time that we need to continue to trust God. Now, when it come down to Christmas, after my husband left and left me with two children, I couldn't afford to really buy anything for my children for Christmas. But when God revealed to me the true meaning of it and what I did do, you know, and I hope, you know, some people might get offended. I never put on, when I was able to buy them Christmas presents, I never put on there. I never told him it was from Santa Claus. I told him it was from Jesus. I told him that God was the one that made it possible. Now, I did that. My children were raised up like that. And they tell their children that Santa Claus didn't do this. Jesus did this through his through because of his coming, his death, burial, and resurrection. And because God graced you with the strength to work, the baby to pay bills. And I taught them when we could, when I was feeling bad at first because I couldn't celebrate with them the tradition way Christmas because, you know, with their dad had not left, I couldn't afford it. And that's when God began to reveal to me about what we need to celebrate, the importance about the, when it comes down to the gift. Instead of looking at what we did have, don't focus on what we didn't have. We still had a home. They still had running water. They were still able to eat. And so that's what I sit down and when I begin to share and teach my children about that, it made all the difference. And even to now, they would tell me, they raised their children, they would tell me, ain't no Santa Claus about nothing. God did this here. So we're going to praise him. We're going to give him the glory. I mean, that just way, like I said, to me, it was like I was forced not to be able to celebrate Christmas the traditional way. But at the same time, God caused it to work for my good. Because what the enemy was trying to bring discouragement to me because I couldn't afford to buy him anything. Well, when the Lord began to reveal to me, he said, you still have some to celebrate and teach them. I allowed y'all to stay in this house. You still being able to pay the bills. They might not be able to have the toys that some got, but they need to look at it. I grace them with the ability to still be living. You know, they not sick. They in good health. And so that really changed my children's view of it. And so that's what we would do. And then when the Lord, when I was able to start buying gifts, they would tell you it would always be on there, from Jesus to Artavis, from Jesus to Rayford, because that's the way we did it at my house, you know. And so there, too, again, that's why I said, we even in time like this, we got a lot of people, maybe because of job situation or what else, or finance, they might not be able to do it the traditional way, buying the toys and all of that. But it's not about, yes, we are giver because God is a giver. But at the same time, when we really bring it into the knowledge and the understanding about it, it's not so much. Don't let the enemy put that pressure on you, cause you to be disappointed or disheartened because you can't do it. But think about the most important thing, the most needful thing. I'm still living, you know, in spite of all what's happening. If you still got peace, you know, if those folks, you say, if the circle have been broke. Now, this Christmas, you know, my baby brother went home to be with the Lord on August the 5th. Now, what we do, and even for Thanksgiving, we sit around, we count it, some share tears, but we thought about the goodness. We praise God how you allow our baby brother to be with us for 64 years. And we had a good time. We loved one another. So we ain't sitting around so much overwhelmed with a lot of sadness and sorrow, but we got something to praise him for. So there too, again, you know, if you're not able to do what you want to do, celebrate Christmas tradition way, give thanks. I mean, if the house of the Lord is open, if it's not open, sit around and give thanks. Think about where the Lord done brought you from. Where you at with the Lord? You know, it's old saints, I could have been dead, sleeping, could have been dead deep down in my grave, but I'm still living. And y'all, I'm learning that more and more. We don't praise God enough. We need to train ourselves to give him praise and give thanks unto God because of where we at. That ain't where I used to be. And there to get the more knowledge and understand that God revealed to me about the already. I was telling Apostle Gwen and I was talking early. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the government. Things, a lot of things. It's not turning out maybe way like you prayed and all of that. But we still don't need to allow disappointment and discouragement cause us to cast away our confidence in God, cause us to stop praising and giving thanks. I have so much still to thank God for. I'm still saved. In spite of all the disappointment, in spite of disappointment, I'm still here. Yeah, maybe I had a little bit of aches and pain, but I'm still among the living. I still have three other siblings still living, and I did have my brother. It's just like mama went home to be with the Lord, my older sister, my older brother, we sit now and say, okay, now it's four of us left. Now we're going to continue to enjoy one another because one day another one's going to go. So, y'all, my thing is, you know, take this opportunity. If you can't do it, don't let disappointment and discouragement come in and cause you to be mad with God, mad with yourself and everybody. Don't do that because you have so much to be thankful for, you know. So, like I said, my mama is not here now. My dad, my two oldest siblings not here. Now my baby brother is not here. Some of my uncles is not here. But thanks be to God, I'm still here. And I did have an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with them, whether it was 10 years or 60 years. So that's my thing. You know, we need to learn to be more thankful and stop all of this mommy complaining, letting the enemy take the joy out of everything. Well, you know, if you would have bought your kids, put guilt trips, if you should have bought your children this and you should have did this. Okay, I should have, but I didn't. But I ain't going to sit around and let shoulda condemn me and make me miss out on a glorious opportunity to give God praise. Because the Bible said do everything without mommy complaining.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting when we do stop and look back in terms of memories, we shouldn't dwell on those negatives. All that's going to do is pull you down. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. And I'm not perfect, but everybody who listens to us is not perfect. We all have flaws. And if everybody dwells on the negative, what's going to happen? We all going to be at each other's throat the way that this country is moving now. But we need to begin to look for the positive. There's some positive in everybody that we have been around. And if we just look back and think about that, even my worst enemy, there was something positive in that. Even in the devil, there's something positive in it. I know people won't agree with me, but at one point I thank God for the devil because if it hadn't been for the devil, I wouldn't have known the strength of my faith. And, you know, I could have been there crying and, the devil did this. No, I grew in spirit and in truth as a result of the affliction that Satan was trying to put on me. The word of God came alive in me, and I just kept it moving. And I look at situations now. Hey, I'm 77. I look back at the people that gone, that I grew up with, they gone.
That's right.
And some of them I had all kinds of issues with them, but I don't think about the negative. My buddy that was right there in D.C. with me, he used to come by just to see where I was, just see what kind of car I was driving. He used to get on my nerves sometimes. But growing up, We were buddies. We grew up from elementary school all the way through high school. And the thing about it is, when I learned at his funeral, he was a coach for football, and I was a coach for soccer. And, you know, I just sit there and smile. Too bad we couldn't have gotten our heads together.
That's what I'm saying.
It's awesome. And one other thing we used to do, we would put an empty plate on the table to represent those who were not here. And just to remind us to keep that memory alive. And one point, I'd sit down with my kids and said, look, if anything that we've done that offended you, we ask you for forgiveness. Nobody taught us what to do, be no parent. Nobody gave us any lesson. We did what we did based on what we thought.
That's right.
And I'm sure they wound up going through something similar, and that thought probably came to them as they dealt with their situation and circumstances. It's just like what you said about God gave them the gift. The gift came from God. The present was Jesus. It came from God through Jesus. If Jesus hadn't
died, there wouldn't be
no present.
We have to begin to think about
all of this stuff that's going down. And the world got us running around here thinking we got to run out and buy this and run out and buy that. And if you stop and think, the companies, those stores, what do? They balance their budget on this time of year, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, to get people to come out and spend money. I mean, they're the one that's benefiting. You're not. You stressed. They're leaving you high and dry and stressed out. Come January when the bills come, they are sending you because you use your credit card.
But you know, Apostle, there too again, like I said, I don't think it's nothing wrong with buying gifts if you can afford it, if it's in your budget.
That's right.
But my point is this, don't allow the enemy, because that's why I said I had to grow, because in the beginning when my children father left, I will feel, the enemy may cause me to feel bad. I will be so disheartened because I couldn't. And the enemy would be, you know, I was an immature Christian, having me think, you should have did this. And I didn't. And I would miss out on enjoying life for a season because I didn't know how to resist the enemy. I didn't know how to cast down those thoughts that were bringing on discouragement and disappointment to me. And you know, I find out sometimes I didn't have people to tell me that. I didn't have some stranger parent. You know, mother and father tell me, well, I couldn't afford to do this, and my children want this, and my children want this here. And I wasn't raised like that. You know, my dad and mama, they raised me. They tried to teach us the most need for things about life. You know, my dad didn't believe in buying a lot of toys. I can remember that as a child, because he would tell us, he said, you know, like Apostle was talking about the Bible, so my dad would tell us, he said, now, you get all these toys, you play with them for a while, and then you lose the desire for them. You know, he said, but if you get this, or if you get that, I mean, that's just the way I was raised. But like I say now, when my children, father and I was together, when Christmas come, we would go borrowing money. We would borrow so much money just for Christmas. And by the time the next Christmas came up, we had just been out finished paying. But we were immature. But like I said, we don't want people to think we're saying don't buy nothing. Now, if you can do it, and don't let nobody condemn you because you can do it. But if you can't do it, we're saying don't let the enemy or nobody make you feel bad about it. Because that's what a lot of times the enemy will do, you know, where so-and-so can do that. And then if your children ain't careful, they'll be saying, I wish so-and-so with my daddy and so-and-so my daddy and my mama, they got this and they got this and they can do that. Well, that was the wrong kind of thought for me to come in agreement with. But as a child, I would act and think it like a child thing. you know. So I think that's why I said we don't want people to think we saying don't, you
that's
know.
Right.
If, but if you can't, you just
right.
can't. But until mm-hmm. you can,
right.
thank and praise God for where you at and what you got, you know, until you can get to that point. That's the point I'm saying. Because we don't want people to say,
mm-hmm.
they saying we don't need to do it. We're not saying that. We just saying don't let the enemy cause you to miss out on the holiday because you might not be for somebody else at financially. You still have something to praise God, whether you buy the toys or whether you got the money to buy what you want. Because, you know, I tell people, first thing first, make sure your bills paid. Make sure you have no to pay.
Right.
Because you got to live after the holidays.
And, you know,
yeah,
we need Jesus
I
out of it all. We say he's the reason for the season.
That's right.
But is he really? You know,
that's right.
I mean, are you really giving him the honor and the glory and the thanksgiving? Or is it really about
that's
him? It. Do we talk about him? Do we share him? You know, do we allow, because, you know, you go in the stores, and that's because we've commercialized Christmas so much. You know, it's all about the toys. No, it's still about Jesus.
No, it's not.
That's
right.
It's about Jesus. It's
yeah.
about God's gift to this world, his precious son, so that he could bring us back in the right relationship with him, so our sins could be forgiven, our bodies could be healed,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we could have abundant life. So a lot of times we don't even talk about him. It's just, and then you get all caught up in it. So that's really allowing the world to take over our minds. You know, like you said, it's nothing wrong with us. When the wise men came, they bore Jesus' gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
mm-hmm.
where that comes from. I noticed the wise men.
Mm-hmm.
They were wise. They came and they bore gifts. So in wisdom,
mm-hmm.
that's how we give gifts. But it's the season is really, and Christmas, we don't need to make it just a day. Christmas
that's
is
it.
In the heart of the world, should be every day. Because Jesus
True.
Is our gift every day, but we set that day apart, you know, just to
mm-hmm.
celebrate. And I think God really appreciates that, you know, the world, when we do it and celebrating him. They say, oh, well, they're recognizing me. You know, they're recognizing
mm-hmm.
me. And there are a lot of people that are really worshiping God, you know, thankful to God. You've got a lot of commercialism, but you're always going to, you had that in Jesus' time, you know, and it's going
mm-hmm.
to be until he comes back. But I think if we would really, like you say, start majoring on the real reason of Christmas, then all
that's
these other
it.
Things fall into their rightful place.
Amen. I agree.
Yeah. Now, what I want you, Pastor Miller, is to, at the end of the program today, at the end of the time, I want you to repeat what you came up with so that people hearing it, people who are struggling out there can hear that and they can find peace, because just the thought of it gave me peace. And I'm not going through that now. But the thing is,
I
would have heard that earlier.
What you said, what you want me to repeat, Apostle?
I want you to repeat what you used to tell your children about where these gifts came from.
Okay.
So that the people who are our listeners, that's the most important thing, and that's why the topic came to me. And so that could be put out there. That could bring people some hope or some joy or some peace in the midst of what they are going through now. And their children will understand what it is that they are going through. And they will come to see what they come to see God.
Yeah.
Because God is the creator. God is the provider. And
mm-hmm.
God provided through his son the opportunity to receive a gift. And the other point that you made, give it. Give it. You give from the heart,
mm-hmm.
not because somebody else is giving something, not because you want to keep up with so-and-so, not because they're going to buy this for their children. No. Our children were just as happy. They had just as much joy with those blue jeans after they found out that their friends wouldn't know where they were getting theirs from. And the fact of the matter was, when we had the extra money to put gas in the car, because back at that time we had a motorhome. And, yeah, gas wasn't that expensive, but we drove that to Birmingham, Alabama. And they were relaxing, and they would go back there and go to sleep. And then before we got the motorhome, Class A motorhome, we had a Volkswagen bus. We would take the seat out and put blankets and pillows back there so they could rest as we drove to Birmingham. And the thing is, when they got there, the rest of their cousins, they had the time of their lives. And they got to be with their grandparents and their aunts and uncles that they didn't see at all that whole year. So, yeah, family. Family was most important. Then we went to New Jersey, it was the same thing. They got to meet and play with their cousins and their grandparents. So, you know, we just have to, and then when we come down to North Carolina, they got to be with their great, well, that was my aunt, their grand aunts and uncles and their cousins. And they had a good time. And they found out, would you believe, they found out that their friends were telling them that they wish they would like them. Because they got to travel. They got to go see their family members over the holidays.
But, you know, that's why we're saying when it come down, a lot of people, and like I said in the early part of my message, I was taught the tradition way. But then when it got to the point that I couldn't continue that way, I thank God for bringing me into the knowledge and the revelation about the season, what the season was all about. And like I said, my children, you know, from six, it was six and eight, and they was not raised about no Santa Claus. I didn't tell them Santa Claus brought nothing. Now, some people, when I shared that with them when I was a former pastor, they got offended with me. And and I told them, I said, you need to let them know about their creator. You need to let them know about the savior of the world, Jesus. And I still think that something is so important because, you know, before I got saved, the tradition way was, you know, Christmas and Easter and all of, you get high. The holidays you drink, you get high, you come together with your little bag. And I didn't know any better, but that was the tradition way. And we got people that gonna celebrate Christmas like that now. But the thing there, too, again, they don't know any better. They, some of them still following the traditional way how to celebrate the holidays. But I'm not condemning nobody because I've been there, done that, too. But when you know better, you do better. But I thank and praise the Lord for his mercy that God brought me into the knowledge. So now, because normally, after I got saved, you know, like the holidays, I would fast on the holidays. That was my, now to each his own, that was my way. I said, God, this day is just about me and you, you know. And, you know, I wouldn't go around and blow no trumpet. But my family member, I didn't eat a lot. I didn't do a lot. But that would be, I said, Lord, I just want to spend it with you and spend time with you. But now you have to use wisdom. You don't go in there and sit like a knot on the law, like you don't know nobody. Come on now. I'm not saying that.
No.
But there, too, again, as I grow in knowledge, about the Lord and about Jesus, y'all, it makes a difference. And I had to learn, and that's why I said the enemy gonna cause a lot of people to be discouraged and disappointed for the holidays. I mean, you know, he gonna go to his extreme measure, but they need to know it's so much to be thankful for. And even with their children, sit down and talk to them about the Lord. You know, because if they don't get that knowledge in them, and they keep thinking that the traditional way is about Santa Claus and buying toys. They grow up and have a family. Guess what? They're going to continue with that same thing. Some of them. And they beat them on the head like you used to try to beat me on the head.
Yeah.
You did?
Yep. And I think the thing I was sitting here thinking about, I would drive all the way to Birmingham, stay up half the night, drinking Jack Daniels and playing cards once I got there. I didn't have sense enough to know that I needed to go take a nap.
Well, I mean, like I said, we all, some of us been there, so we ain't, that's why I said I'm not condemning nobody else. For the holidays, we would do that before I got saved.
Yep, that's right.
I didn't know
anything. Afterwards, I would sit with my father-in-law, and they understood my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. They understood that I was moving away, but I wasn't condemning them for what they were doing. And I would sit with him, and we would have a conversation sitting out there on the porch. And then when I got tired and sleepy, I went to sleep. But, you know, it's all about growing in the faith.
That's
growing
right.
in the faith.
That's what it is. We have to grow in it. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. You don't be going around condemning people.
We're not doing that.
It's almost over. No. Is there anyone that will have a prayer request at this time? Anyone that the mic is open, that anyone that would like to make a comment? All right. Apostle Miller, would you restate what you stated earlier and... because that may be blessing people who are listening and people who listen via computers as well.
As we stated, the Lord let me know early in life after my husband left me and my children. And when it came down to Christmas and I didn't have the funds to buy them any toys or nothing, the Holy Spirit revealed to me the true meaning of Christmas. And, He had me to sit my children down and tell them about it wasn't about Santa Claus. And that's what I taught them. I taught them that it was through God sending Jesus, that whatever, when I did get money, when I would buy them gifts, I would always put on there from Jesus to Artavis to Rafa. That was the names of my children, because I wanted them to know that it was that God through Jesus. If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't have been alive. None of us would be here. If it wasn't for Jesus, what he did, I wouldn't have had the strength to go to work and all of that. So my thing was to teach them where the gifts were coming from, who made it possible. And that's why I never told them about no Santa Claus. You know, I would tell them, no, Santa Claus didn't do this, so we ain't giving him no praise. We're going to give God the praise through his son, Jesus Christ. And, you know, when my children begin to understand that, they were more thanking and giving God praise for when I was able to buy them gifts. And we would spend that time, like I said before, I had money to buy. And we'd talk about the Lord. We'd talk about Jesus. And I would let them know how blessed they were, even if they did get no toys. I wanted them to know the true meaning. So there, too, again, for this Christmas, and we pray, and my prayer is that God would give you, if you don't have the funds to do what you want to do, we said don't let the enemy condemn you on this holiday. If you can do it, if it's in your budget to do it. But if it's not, don't. And set the children down and just let them know, you know, that it's because of Jesus. And it's because of the Heavenly Father, the creator of all mankind. It's because of them. If they got a gift, he was the one that graced you with the strength and bless you with the job that you can go to work and buy that for them children. Mm-hmm. Let them know that so they can look to the Lord.
Amen. Apostle McIntyre, we run over, but that's fine. Apostle McIntyre, will you pray for the people who are going through stress and trials and tribulation during this time, please? And close us out with that prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a loving Heavenly Father, and you care about all your people. Father, there are many people that are listening, that are on air, that they're at different stages in their lives now. Some are saying goodbye to loved ones. Their funeral's going to be done. There's different stages in their lives, Father. Right now, they may be feeling overwhelmed with sadness and grief. And I just pray, Father God, that by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you will minister grace and peace to their hearts. Father, you will just cover them with your love. Lord God, that you would just allow your spirit to gently cover, cleanse, and wash their minds and their hearts tonight. Father, help them to know and understand that you are God and that Christmas is celebrated one day, but you are all year long. You're always going to be with them. You're always going to be there. So I just pray for peace. I pray for strength. Even send the right people around them. God, place the right people around them with the right heart that can minister love, minister encouragement to them, God. Let them know, Lord, they may lie down one way, but over in the night, command their spirits to live and not die, to rejoice because the dawning of a new day, and there is always more grace sufficient that we can use. So I just pray the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray the peace of God to mount guard, to cover every family, regardless of where they are. Some people are just in real difficult places now. They may be homeless. They may not even have food. They may have lost their jobs, all those things. But God, let them know, according to Isaiah 41 and 10, you say, fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you.
Yes.
I will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Let them know, God, that you're with them. And because you're with them, everything is going to be all right. We just speak peace, shalom of God, just the very peace that surpasses all understanding to mount God on their
hearts.
God, tell them whatever they are speaking them, God, by your free Holy Spirit. In the sweet name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And I want to thank all of you who listen, and we will be back next week. And like I said, now if anyone listens and have a prayer request, when we open the mics, you do it at that time, let us know. And that we pray all week. We give God thanks and praise to you who listen to the program. And we are expecting a miracle to take place in your life in Jesus' name, because he is the reason that we are here. Shalom.
Shalom.
All right.